survive, thrive, stay alive. It's time to get prepared with the Prepping Academy podcast.
All right, hey, thank you for joining the Prepping Academy. I'm Forrest. We got
Tenderfoot.
We are recording this live.
That's right.
Recording this live.
Right. That's it.
We are not coming live like we used to from Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Yep, been a few changes.
A few changes. We think these changes are going to be beneficial for our listeners because we can do with Prepper Broadcasting, which I love G-Man and what he's doing. We had to do an exactly 54-minute show, couldn't go over, couldn't go less, and now we can just...
We can do multiple shows at one time or just different locations, and this just gives us a lot more flexibility.
A lot more freedom, flexibility.
Yep.
We don't have to always do them on Monday night, so we're not going to be live every Monday night.
That's right.
Anymore. We will be some.
Yes. Yes.
So what we want everyone to do is go to preppingacademy.com and sign up for our mailing list. And so we'll be live at least once, maybe twice a month. And we will send out a what that's not chipmunk mail. What's it called? MailChimp.
MailChimp. Okay. Chipmunk. I had no idea where we were going at that time.
we will send out an email blast saying, hey, we're going to be live, you know, this coming Monday night or something like that, so you can listen to us live.
That's right, and we can still we still have all of the great things that we can do, such as if we want to add the chat, we want to do some more stuff. It just gives us a lot more flexibility on the back end of things, including in the social media and some other great things that we want to incorporate.
Yeah, absolutely. And
that
so
we've been talking about.
It was, you know, G-Man got us, I mean, got me started, and it's just, he has a format that he's been doing and he wants to stick to it. And we just, sometimes it was impossible for us to get together on Monday night.
Yes.
I was sick, or, you know, you were working late.
Yeah, I got ministry stuff that I do, so yeah.
And so this will give us a lot more freedom. We're actually, you know, in a building that we've never recorded before in.
That's right.
And
that's
so
right. And that
like
way we can
hole in the building. I didn't know this room existed.
We can always go to our bunker, and this is one of our
undisclosed locations.
Undisclosed.
We are in North America. We will share that.
But we do have the time portal over here.
So. Oh yeah. And so we appreciate you guys staying with us. And again, go to preppingacademy.com, sign up for our mailing list, and we've got some commitments for people to be on the show.
Oh, a lot of great ones.
In the next 3 months, we've got Mark Goodwin's going to come back on because that was an unbelievable show. And I just finished the fourth book.
I'm excited.
And I told you how excited.
Yes.
That book was amazing.
Yeah, he totally quoted all the entire book to me. He gave me all the cliff notes.
But yeah.
Give me a hard time, but I'm getting some books for Christmas.
Yeah, and so Mark Goodwin's going to be on the show. Also Glenn Tate, the author of 299 Days.
Awesome.
And he's going to be on the show, and I think he does one of the most popular survival blogs. I think he does survivalblog.com or something.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But he's going to be on the show. Oh, and my friend's in his book, too. So remind me, because I'm trying to get my friend killed in all the books he's written in.
Oh.
You remember who I'm talking about? I forgot his name now. Anyway.
Yeah.
But Glenn Tate's going
to
be on.
He's already
dead to you. Scott Hunt is going to come back on with us. That would probably be in March. That's coming down the road. We have a gentleman that's going to come on as well and talk about buying in gold and silver. We've never really touched gold and silver as a prep. Too much. So we got a lot of good things coming up.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm looking forward to it. A lot of great things, a lot of great shows and opportunities ahead. And
we guarantee you, we won't get better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got some great ways to also incorporate a lot of the people that are following us, listening to us. So we'll be even doing some great things. Just more exciting things. So just stay tuned and make sure you spread the word.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you invite 10 people and they invite 10 people, just think, we will have 20 people. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The only people listening right now are just us.
No. So if you're listening to this via podcast, we have a website, preppingacademy.com. Please go there, you know, sign up for our mailing list. And you can also check all our, that's where we'll be live, when we are live,
yes.
Is on preppingacademy.com. Then it goes into a podcast. And so it'll be fun.
Awesome.
It's a new venture. We're kind of going out on our own in this dark, dark world.
That's right. As we approach the new year, because that's where we are right now. We're only just a few days away from Christmas.
Dude, you better buy your stuff on Amazon right now.
I know. I got to get it. Are they doing drones yet here in the state? I don't think they are.
I don't know.
But, hey, it'd be awesome if we could have it. But there are some places that are next-day delivery, I believe. I think Charlotte.
Well, Amazon has that.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So
tonight's show is, I called it the perfect prepper Christmas. No, I didn't say perfect prepper Christmas. But we talked earlier, hey, these are good items for any time of the year.
Anytime.
Yeah. So if you have a prepper friend, just buy them a gift. Also, I will give you my address at the end and you can give us gifts.
That's right. If yes,
just Amazon gift cards. That's all we need.
Yeah, we have so many bunkers that
we got to fill with good stuff.
Yeah, we and
bunkers. Yeah. Yeah, we have bunkers. Yes, that's called a Dakota fire hole in my backyard. You know, it's not a bunker. It's to build a fire in. Oh man, I got a list of things that I put down, and you've got a list of things that. You have in your head.
That's it. Your list is my list.
Your list is my list. Once again, I did all the work, and you just show up and be pretty.
That's it.
Yeah, whatever.
And this is a great venue for me to be pretty in.
Yeah. So. That's like my mom said, I got a face for radio and a voice for mimes.
That's it.
Yeah. That's about stupid. I made that up, by the way. My mom never really said that. So anyway, so here are 20 things that I thought would be really cool. No particular order. And you got some, don't you? You got some
yes,
things.
Yes, I do.
Okay, you
want to? But since we are going to Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, these gifts are for any time.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I said it first. Oh,
okay, Merry Christmas, everyone, and Happy New Year.
Yeah. Oh,
I have already got that in there. So, but I want to give you some Christmas trivia.
Ooh.
Some Christmas
trivia. Dude, that's not on the list. That's like an optional. That's like freestyling. I like freestyling.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. So, one little thing that you may not know, if you've got some of your favorite Christmas movies, one of my favorite Christmas movies is Polar Express. When that came out, it was awesome. We've also got the book. Love it.
I thought it was kind of weird.
Yeah. But did you know in Polar Express, the ghost of Christmas Eve, who's played by Tom Hanks as well. I think he plays like a bunch of voices in there. He's also the main star meets the ghost of Christmas Eve on top of the train, and he's on his shoulders. They're skiing toward the front of the train, and he calls him Tenderfoot.
What? You're in a movie?
I'm in the movie as a child.
Tenderfoot.
Polar Express. That's me.
I'm getting ticked off. I'm not in any
book.
So
it's all about me.
It's all about you. So is that your... That's not your favorite Christmas movie, though.
That's not my very favorite, but I do love it because my kids love it. We've read the book and everything like that. But my favorite Christmas movie is It's a Wonderful Life.
That's good.
Because I knew Frank Capra Jr.
Whatever.
I did.
You're making this up.
No,
I mean, he's in black and white. How did you know him?
His father is Frank Capra.
Okay.
Who made the movie.
Okay.
But I spent some time in Wilmington, North Carolina, and Frank Capra Jr. lived there. I knew him and actually got to see the original director's reel, an actual reel.
No one believes that.
It's totally true.
They're telling me right now that they don't believe that. Really?
That is.
Okay.
That is truth. And so that is one of my favorite. That is my favorite. That's probably one of my favorite movies.
One of my favorite movies, Christmas movies. But it was only, it was the first time I watched it. It was one of the best Christmas movies I've ever seen in my life. Now I can't watch it. It's not that type of movie.
What's that?
Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the 4th, 5th, 20th, 37th time. It's like, I just can't watch this. But it's really a great movie.
It really is.
It is
a good movie.
It's hilarious. But I just can't wait. It was on the other night, and I'm like, I can't watch this.
You're done.
I'm done.
You're done watching it.
So anyway, I like that movie. Awesome. Also, was that Home Alone?
Oh, yeah.
That's a classic.
Die Hard.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't think about it, but that is a Christmas movie.
He's always in an airport or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think this. Yeah, it was in a building with that one. They had
that's right,
party.
In New York or somewhere.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
that's a Christmas movie.
Yes, and movie? Gremlins.
No,
the
dude, I don't do Gremlins.
Gremlins.
I don't do
Christmas.
Gremlins. But Die Hard, good.
Die Hard.
Gremlins. I never got into that
really?
Crap.
I like
yeah.
that. Gizmo, come on.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
All right. Now to what
was
really
was that
are.
Your Christmas trivia?
That was it. My name.
Tenderfoot.
Tenderfoot. I'm in Polar Express.
Okay. Yeah. And Chin, that's my friend. Chin is the one in 299 days.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, Glenn Tate. So
came
to my
that.
Mind.
That's right.
Excuse me. So these, I mean, we're pretty close to Christmas. So these are something you can buy for preppers any time of the year.
Right.
Anytime. It just happens to be the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, yes.
So one of the first things I have down is, you can add, subtract, whatever, but I have 20 items of my favorite things and things that I would give friends.
These are all ideas I gave you, but.
Whatever. Uh-huh. So he's showing me the time. Why are you showing me the time?
I'm just keeping you.
In case we have a commercial or something.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay, the first thing I have down is a Sawyer mini filter. It's a water filter.
Yep.
It is one of the most important things you can have.
And they come in kits.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get several, all different colors.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so these are great stocking stuffers.
Especially for your kids. Yeah. I mean, my daughter's got a purple, orange. We got green. So we all have one, multiple ones, actually. And if you go on, like, mission trips, they're good to take.
Definitely. Been
there. Anytime overseas. they're good to take, and they're $20.
Yes. And do use them. Don't be like me. Take it with you, not use it, and then get sick.
Did you not? Oh.
Remember?
Oh, that's right.
But I totally was doing well the entire time.
But
and as they snuck
the bottled
ice,
water over there sometimes is not filtered like it is in America.
Yeah, mine came from ice. Ice will get you every time.
Okay.
And you'll forget it. And that's where I forgot and just was not thinking. And.
Yeah, it serves you right. That's a lesson you'll never forget, isn't it?
Yeah, you got it.
Were you hurling for a few days?
I think I would already have learned it, being in the Navy. But
so that's a good, and they are a sponsor of the Carolina Preppers Network. So
they are. Yeah.
I have to throw that out there.
But, I mean, with you saying this, you know, I'll say mine. One of the things we're talking about this year for our Christmas, and which I don't even know if you've got that in here, But we have been talking about certain books. I want to get some of Mark Goodwin's books.
Oh, yeah.
So we were talking about that. But also, since we're talking about the Sawyer water filters, you know, think about your bug-out bag. What is missing from your bug-out bag? Mm-hmm. What is? Do you know whomever you're getting the gift for? They may have something missing. Find out what they've got in their bag. Share. Just come together and look at each other's bags.
I wouldn't recommend going through their bag.
Don't go through their bag.
Because then you might get shot for
that's
that.
Right. That's right. But, I mean, you can have it just come together hey, this gives you some ideas. Like, hey, I'm trying to think of this idea, you know, whatever. Just get together, and that would be a great way to share.
That's a good idea because two of my good friends, I can't say good friends and then say their names because then they'll know that I consider them good friends. But
yeah.
But Joe and Bruce, they helped me a lot with the Carolina Preppers Network, so I bought them a Christmas gift. So I haven't given Bruce his yet, but I bought them some flint, like the rock flint, and some steel, so they can actually start fires.
Yeah.
And neither one of them has it. I mean, you would think that's a basic for Boy Scout or prepper, and you'd have ways to make. And of course, we had like ferro rods, but the old school way is flint, a rock, and steel, and some starter. And so I gave them one that goes into a can, and so because I knew they didn't have it.
See, there you go.
And it was a great opportunity to buy one for me because I didn't have it.
Yeah.
So I bought three and gave two away.
Yeah. And a lot of these things, like the Sawyer, you actually get a better deal when you do buy more.
Yeah.
You know, you'll get like a free, buy one, get one free kind of thing.
And we always try to promote buy local, but I mean, there's nowhere in Charlotte that, I mean, Walmart is not really local anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but we used to have a prepping store in town. But, I mean, they were more expensive, but I would try to buy stuff from them. But now they're going out of business because other people. But anyway, the next thing I have is long-term storage food. And, again, these aren't in any order because my next one is probably the priciest one. But I'm a big Legacy fan. You know, I'm a Legacy. Yeah. I have Wise. I have Mountain House. I'm just a reseller for Legacy, and I think it's a better deal.
Yes.
And I don't really... Have I ever even pushed it on our podcast? Maybe I've
said it. You talk about it, but I don't know.
If you want some, send me an email, and I'll give you the best price you've ever gotten, but I really don't push it a lot. But I sell long-term Legacy food, and Wise is good. You just don't get the best bang for your buck, I don't think. Or in Mountain House is mostly for camping meals, like one meal things, or cans, which I'm not a big fan of cans, but man, that's a gift for the family.
Yeah,
when you can put back, you know, 30 days worth of food or something.
It is,
and it's good stuff.
It is good stuff, and I'm looking forward to how much you're going to give me for Christmas.
Oh, it's in the mail. Okay, the next thing, and then I know you're gonna have, you got another one. The next thing I have is the night vision. Like a scope.
Yeah.
You put your eye, it's mono, it's just one. But they're like anywhere between $140 to $200. And they're higher. They go up to $400. But man, when you have night vision, that changes everything. I mean, it's just like, that's cool for your house as well. So you can say, hey, wife, you know, we have animals in our backyard. We need to see what animals. And so, I mean, so she may go, oh, yeah, let's get it then. As opposed to just spending $150, $200 for your bug-out bag.
And mine, going along with that, is just even the cameras that you can set up. What am I thinking? Like game cameras?
Trail cams,
yeah. Thank you. So you've got, they do have
not
video.
Not cam trails, but cam,
right.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. But they have video and they have still photography. I mean, going along with that, which I think can be affordable, is even the doorbell stuff, the Ring.
Oh, you know,
and there's other companies besides them,
right?
Out there, much more affordable.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of stuff out there right now.
Yeah,
and you can even do some, if you've already got GoPros and stuff like that. These are just some ideas. This is not necessarily gifts here. But if you've already got something, there are some ways to trick out your GoPros and stuff and to use those as trail cams.
Really?
Yeah.
So I thought about buying, because I'm all about security in my house.
Yeah.
You know, I do a little consulting for people with security at their house. Done that in the past. But so I always have lights on the front porch, the back porch, and the garage. I mean, they're always the LED lights. So that there's just some light there. You know what? That's a deterrent. And I've thought about putting, I don't like the doorbell one as much because, I mean, if I see a doorbell and I'm going to break it down, I'll just grab it and rip it out of the wall and throw it on the ground.
Yeah.
Because it is kind of flimsy right there on your door. But they have one that has a LED spotlight. You can hang up higher, and it has the same kind of thing, motion and everything.
Right.
And I saw that, and I'm like, I bought so much here lately, I hope my wife doesn't listen to these. Gosh, I accidentally bought so much stuff for Christmas for myself.
Nice.
She would kill me if anything else comes in. Matter of fact, I've had a bunch of things in my shopping cart the other day. She goes, what are all that? I'm like, oh, it's just things I was looking at. And I had to buy something for my daughter. And so I'm like, I took all of them out of the shopping cart and closed it, you know, and bought just what she she wanted for our daughter. Yeah. And I sent her an email so she could see it. And then I put them back in and bought them. So I'm gonna get in so much trouble.
You do have a wish list that you can do as well.
I know, but your wish list means you're supposed to buy them. And that's what I do. But it's stuff for my ham radio.
Oh, okay.
And so I got to hang that soon, and I need all this stuff. So anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get in trouble on Friday when she sees all these boxes coming in. How much time we got here?
We're still doing good on time.
Okay.
Yep.
So remind me at 30, and we'll take a quick break, though.
Okay.
You know, got to bring in some sponsors. And next is a car inverter.
Yes. And a lot of this, we had talked about this during the hurricane time frame. And so you've got this and some other things that we talked about even on that show. But
yep. So if your power goes out, you have a generator sitting in your driveway.
I do.
With 20 gallons of gas in there, you have a generator.
Yeah.
And so all you need is an inverter that has a clip right onto the battery, and you can run power. You can run a lot of things within your house from that. That's what a prepper does, is prepare for when things go south. This isn't stuff for nuclear war.
Yeah, and you can, now when you get those, you can get them, man, all different sizes.
Yep.
And stuff. So look at what it can, what load you want to carry. You can go all the way up to making sure your refrigerator.
Right.
You can have two refrigerators. So like the one I've got that I keep with me, I'm able to at least run my refrigerator
right
out of. So I want it to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So each of you are going to have different things.
So you got to look at your watts of your fridge. And the good thing about the fridge and freezer, they don't always need to be on.
No.
And so literally you can plug your freezer in, let it cool down, unplug it, plug your refrigerator in.
Right.
And let it cool down. And you don't even plug them up for hours because they're insulated. And then you can run lights at night. I mean, it's just a smart thing. And most of them are under $100.
Right.
Depending on what wattage you get.
Yep.
So I have a solar array, all that kind of stuff. So I have some 2,000 watt ones. But I also have at least two or three 400 watts or 800 watt ones as well. And a fridge may need like 1,000 because then when it kicks on.
I think it was, yeah.
Or when the freezer kicks on, that compressor draws a lot of energy.
Yeah, that's the thing you got to look at, what it takes for it to kick on.
To kick on, yes.
Not just what it is to maintain.
Right. But it's $100, it's $200. You got to have it.
Yeah.
If you don't have one of them, it's shame on you. Yeah.
A great stocking stuffer, going a different direction with that, but I'm thinking of just some stocking stuffer since we are talking about Christmas too. But this can be any time. Hey, ammunition.
Dude, you always need ammunition.
Ammunition. Even if you don't have...
A gun. So you're saying maybe for barter?
For bartering.
Wait, if you don't have a gun, you don't listen to the show. Go buy a gun right now. Stop, press, stop, pause.
Pause. But think about it. Okay, maybe you do have a gun. Maybe you only got a 22. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've only got a 9mm. Well, get some other types of ammunition,
right?
Because and include that in your bug out bag, because you never know when you're going to run across that.
Right.
What's very common? 9mm are common. If you don't have that, you're probably going to run across one.
Yeah.
If you're in a grid dance.
Here's some ammo for you to shoot me with.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying that. After you take the guy out, no.
Then you can take his gun and ammo, and you have ammo. Yeah.
There you go.
That's good. Ammo is always good. You can, and like for, I think I'm going shooting with my son on like Friday night or something. And we will probably only take our 9mm, our handguns, which are, we're kind of across the board 9mm now. We don't have any other, we've kind of standardized all our guns. And that's probably the only gun we'll take is our 9mm. And I guarantee you we'll go through at least 200 rounds. We play this game called Battleship.
Oh yeah.
So it's a poster. It's like a, and they have battleships. So like I'm the top board and he's the bottom board, and so he shoots at my battleships and I shoot at his battleships, and when you hit them, then they sink, and then you have a winner.
But it's not like the real game Battleship, because then you would be on either side shooting right. each other.
Yes, that's true. True. We're both, yeah, shooting at the same target out away from, yes, that is hilarious.
One direction, yeah. not
yes, yes.
multi-direction.
So the next thing I have down is, you know, is you could put books, you, which you've brought up.
Yes, right.
But the SAS Survival Handbook.
Yes.
That's a bug out. I mean, if your husband, your son, your wife, it has everything in there. Almost every scenario, all this survival skills. That's just a good one. And the next thing I'm going to go down to is the Saber Red Pepper Spray.
Oh, okay.
I have one of these in every car of mine and all in my entire family. They know how to use these. This is it's a canister that has it's gel. So when you spray it, it goes 20, 25 feet, and it's gel, so there's no blowback.
Okay.
All the other ones are like an aerosol.
Right.
But this is a gel. A lot of police forces use this. And when it hits you, and it just, you sticks. Just can't wipe it off. It sticks, and you smear it. And that is, so in my door, so as I shouldn't be telling you people this, but as I open my door in the driver's side, it is stuck right there where my handle is. To open my door, so if I can reach it, grab it, literally bring it up 5 inches and squirt someone in the face.
Wow.
And
yeah, that's a good one.
But and it's $12 for a canister.
Well, how do
because you, sometimes you can't shoot people even though you want to.
Okay.
You right. can't.
How do you feel about those stun sticks? And
I don't like them at all.
All of that other stuff.
I don't like them. I have a flashlight that can knock you down.
Oh yeah, that's right, you do. Yeah.
You remember that? It scares yeah. the crap out of people when I
yeah, used it. And
but it and
my
I actually
pacemaker blew it. No.
I actually shocked myself one time, but you know, it's you got to get good contact. You got to be close to the person. I just don't like that. I'd rather spray and run. Yeah. I'd rather spray you down and then just run and laugh. If you don't laugh, come on.
Nice.
But if I spray you from 20 feet, you're out for 40
yeah,
minutes.
You're done.
I mean, you can't. So, you got any? Do you know what a water bob is? I have that down. You know what a water bob is?
I know what a bob is.
Do you know
what is a water bob?
A water bob goes in your tub. So, a hurricane is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Or something's happening yeah. with the water, you put it in your tub, put it to the faucet, and you fill it, because tubs are usually nasty.
Yes.
And hair, and this is protects the water.
And hair. mean,
what nice. Tub doesn't have hair in
That's
it?
That's right.
Nasty.
Okay.
And it fills your whole tub up with water. And then it has a pump on top where you can use, so that's like 100 gallons of water you can just fill in your tub
yeah.
as an emergency.
That's right. And you gotta think like that. And it's very compact.
Yeah.
Oh, before it, then.
Yeah.
So you can always, you can have it with you, have it in a vehicle, whatever. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So different locations.
What's next on the list?
Well, you
can pick anyone you want there.
Yeah. Well, my favorite.
Okay.
Can I go ahead and do
yep, the flowers?
No. Number 17.
Oh, number 17.
We were talking about okay. this before the show.
Dude.
I was going through the serious list, and I'm looking at this, and I'm like, what? Burt's Bees lip balm?
Oh, it's the best, man. It is the best.
It is. It's great. But explain why you want, he's got it right here. He's got some. I don't even know if it's perfect.
I don't even know if that. But anyway.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, my lips get chapped all the time. And if you have chapped lips, they burn. And
yeah.
I use chapstick. I use it all the time.
Well.
And it is. I mean, you can get like a 4-pack for like $5 or something. I forgot what it was. I don't know why I put it down.
You just want to kiss whoever.
Yeah, whatever. Dude, I have a nasty one that's coconut flavor, and I'm like, why do they make... They make different flavors now, and I'm not... Like, it's okay, but I don't enjoy it. But dude, it's...
Well,
it's like monkey butt. You gotta have monkey butt.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what monkey butt
I
is?
I do, yes.
If you don't have monkey butt, or we'll just... For you ladies, it's the same as Desitin. But monkey butt, I guess, is kind of advertised towards men. Because if you ever seen the commercial, it's just, it is kind of geared towards men. It's the same stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's all marketing with that. But I will tell you this. With the lip balm, I do think it's a good idea, too.
Oh, now you say that.
I know.
I made a good case for it.
That's it. I give you a hard time about it. But the lip balm does have a few life hacks that you can use with it. You can turn it into a candle.
Yes.
You can use it to grease things. And for us guys, sometimes the zipper gets stuck. No, but seriously, you can. And it does waterproof.
Seriously.
You can also use it to waterproof zippers. So like on your bags.
Okay.
And stuff like that. But it also does help if it's stuck.
Dude, I'm afraid what you're going to say next about it. The lip balm, it will burn, yes. That means it has petroleum in there.
Well, different ones, some don't. There are some that are petroleum free.
But monkey butt should be right beside the lip balm.
I don't know. I don't know if you...
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know if you should say...
Lip don't balm. Confuse the two.
Yeah, don't get on. Yeah. Oh, man. I do think it's about time for us to go to a commercial break.
Is it time?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Hey, okay. We'll be right back after these commercials.
All right, guys. Welcome back. We're just talking about...
Monkey's butt.
He's still on that. We're talking about all the gifts that you can get for preppers or those who you love or those who you don't love. I don't know. But anyway, we're just talking about gift ideas.
And tell them it's chapstick.
That's it. We are near Christmas, but you can get all this stuff anytime. If you got family members like me that have got birthdays near Christmas that are coming up and you haven't even thought about that yet because you were busy with Christmas, these are some great ideas. And so we just got talking about some fun things with the lip balm and I guess monkey butt.
Okay, another one. Another great gift for only preppers. If you're not a prepper, you would not want this gift. Silver. Silver coins. If it's junk, meaning anything pre-1964. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's $20 for a silver dollar. And why do preppers need silver or want silver?
Well,
I'm asking you.
Yeah.
You're the only one in here. Yeah. You're going to look around going, who's he asking that question to?
It's like, wow, he's really asking me a question. Okay. But no, if you need to do that for bartering, for being able to, in a grid down situation, that is, tables are going to turn. That is going to hold its value. Dollar may not hold its value, especially in the longevity of things. In the short term, I think it would because people are going to be like, yeah, we can still use that. But so it's universal.
Silver
wherever
is silver.
You are,
yes.
You can carry that with you. So.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. Do not hold me to this, but this is something I assure you. You probably didn't know. You ever seen the World Debt Clock?
Yeah.
And they have all these, debt and how all these things on there. You familiar with what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to pull that up as I talk here. It's actually U.S. Debt Clock because there's a world one as well. But if you look at the U.S. debt clock, I want you to do this, and this will absolutely, you will be amazed. You would be astonished. Okay. If you look at it, see all that with all the numbers? It's called the U.S. debt clock. It has all these numbers. Things are just, the numbers are flying.
USdebtclock.org.
Yeah, USdebtclock.org. Okay. But what I want you to do is I want you to go to the very, very bottom right-hand corner.
Okay.
And you'll see a couple at the very bottom right-hand corner. And it says dollar to silver ratio now, dollar to silver ratio 1913. Mm. So in 1913, the dollar, silver was 2.64 cents an ounce per dollar. What does it say now silver should be worth?
$706 per ounce.
So because our metal market is so manipulated and controlled, mm-hmm. according to our debt and according to everything else in the economy, silver should be worth $706 an ounce right now. And if the economy crashed, that 1 ounce coin will be worth $706.
Wow.
That is a fact. I mean, it says it right here. David Rikers, I think it's Jim, no, David, Jim Rikers wrote a book, talks about that, saying, hey, you can have gold, but what's gold supposed to be an ounce right now? 5,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was at the wrong one. Sorry. $5,806 per
ounce. So that's only like five times greater than it is right now.
Right.
But silver is 100 times. I mean, it's really crazy.
So now, correct me if I'm wrong, and I think we're going to talk about this in a later show and stuff with silver and with gold, but it also matters the quality of that silver.
Well, most silver
doesn't.
Yeah, not well.
Like different ones are going to have different values, like different type of coins, or if you had like
a
thing of silver spoons,
right?
Utensils or something.
I don't deal with silver spoons. I wasn't born with a silver spoon.
If you do have some silverware,
it's
passed down.
Mm-hmm.
Different things.
I like the coins because they're small and you can trade them. And they're verifiable because. You just can't duplicate a maple leaf or a... I would stick with maple leaf as well, or the U.S. Dollar, silver eagles.
Yeah, and there are those who have their favorites. Like, yes. I'd rather do this than this and everything. And you got to talk to some people, not me.
Yeah,
I'm
smarter
not an expert
than us.
Yeah.
We actually will have a gold and silver guy on here in a while. But anyway, that's another one. The next one is a portable solar panel kit.
Oh, wow.
Now, this isn't the big panel solar. Mm-hmm. It's like the one you fold out.
Yeah.
And it has a little battery pack. You can charge your phone and things like that.
And these are becoming more accessible. There's all kinds of little things.
There's one on sale right now that's a 23-watt one on Amazon right now for $37. Mm. Now, it doesn't have the battery pack, but 23 watts. That can charge two devices up at one time.
It's reminded me of something I had seen. There's one thing out there. I don't know if it's for the cell phone, or I want to say it is for like the cell phone, but that you have it on your pack. Kind of the same thing.
You can strap it to your pack as you walk, and the sun hits it and charges it.
Right,
yes.
And you can do different things.
Yeah, you can get them for. I mean, they're pretty cheap. I mean, there was one that was a sponsor of us for a while, and I forgot their name now. They dropped me. Well, they didn't drop me. I just didn't pursue them anymore.
Oh, okay.
The next one on the list, is a Mr. Heater indoor propane heater.
Yep.
And you can, the little bottles, I mean, so if the power goes off at your house and you're freezing, mm-hmm. you pick a room that's in the center, put blankets around it to insulate it, and you put this little heater in there. Because it's for the inside, and it can heat that whole room.
Make sure you check that, because there are some...
Yeah, the Mr. Heater is the one...
Yeah, it's safe for inside. Yeah.
That's the one I like. Then, there's a device that so if you have a propane heater, tank, for your gas, your grill, you can actually fill the small ones up with that. There's a little device, or you can use a propane one as well.
Yeah.
But there are rules on how to do that. I agree with you. Read the manual. Right. Mr. Heater is pretty cool. It heats up a big place. Pretty cool. So,
especially as we approach winter, I think last year, I think you reposted that one. We had
it's $69 at one point, or $79 at Walmart.
But I mean, the great blizzard of 2000, and I guess at that time was 2017.
Was it snow a half inch in Charlotte?
Yeah, that's it. But no, there was like, yes. I guess, a lot of power down, and everybody was worried how cold it was. We weren't expecting to get hit that bad, and so this was a huge topic, and that I believe you mentioned mm-hmm. this and some other things. So be thinking about that stuff now too.
So I have two of these. I have the device that you can fill the smaller containers. I also have the device where you can connect the bigger containers too as well.
Yeah.
So I mean, for heat. I mean, that's, you would spend for one heater, the propane, it's $100 and you have heat. You know, then you buy extra cans. Then you determine how long you won't heat. So So the next thing you want to, the next one is just a flashlight.
Flashlight. You never go wrong.
A good flashlight.
Yeah.
Now, I have like 20 Chinese flashlights. I mean, literally, they're $14. They work great.
Yeah.
But when the crap hits the fan, do you think I'm going to grab one of my $20 flashlights or my $139 flashlight?
Yeah. And, I mean, is that the one that's got that strong, that super strong?
No, that's only like a $30-$40 flashlight.
Okay.
But I have one that's like a Surefire something. It's a $140 flashlight. Okay. That thing can be dropped from like a nuclear bomb and survive. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
Well, you got tactical flashlights out there.
Yeah.
I think you may even mention that a little bit earlier, but.
But it's okay to have cheap ones.
Yeah.
I have some that work great, and they're from China. They cost $14 on Amazon, and they work.
Yeah.
But when my life's on the line, or I'm going to go to my high dollar one.
Yep.
Just plain and simple.
Hey, batteries. Think about that. Think about what you're giving. You know, what some of these do require batteries. Some, hey, you have to plug in. Mm-hmm. And they make solar power flashlights. They also work at night.
Yeah,
you can't say crank
ones because they don't work worth a dime.
I mean, you know, they have all different type of ones out there.
But the batteries, though, I think it's called antelope batteries. They're by far the best. You can charge them like 3,000 times.
Yeah,
and very little power loss.
But what about this one here? The power station here. What's this one?
Oh, that's a Schumacher.
Yeah.
Portable power station. I purposely kind of skipped over that, but that's fine. So what that does is,
oops.
Okay, so I'm thinking about when the crap hits the fan. I'm thinking about businesses or ways that I can not only help my community but also get more from people than they get from me. I'm an entrepreneur. Come on, man. Okay,
yeah.
Crap hits the fan. So how many cars are within 1 mile of your house?
That's a very good question.
Would you say, let's say 20,000? There's at least 20,000 cars within a mile of your house. Maybe a mile and a half, 2 miles.
Yeah.
So if a Schumacher is a battery charger. Okay, so you can connect this to your solar array that you've put together, and now you can charge batteries faster than the, and then you can take the batteries and use them for barter. Because people are going to drain them, they're going to be useless. You can put power back in there, and all of a sudden you're bartering and giving people batteries.
Awesome.
All these batteries just sitting there with power, and you can put more life into them, and people could use them. That's kind of, and also you need that if you have a solar array to condition your batteries. And Schumacher's the best.
There
are trickle chargers, then there are smart chargers. You should take a trickle charger and throw it in the trash can. It should never be used really anymore. With the technology and what we know about batteries, you need smart chargers.
Okay. There you go.
So,
that could be a show in itself right there.
Oh, yes. That's my solar panel show.
Well, actually. Since we're talking about solar, how about that? The sun oven or Go Sun stove.
Have you seen these? The sun, I have both these.
I've seen the sun oven. I've not seen the Go Sun.
The Go Sun is a tube, that long tube. Have you never seen that?
I have not seen that one.
It's like a tube and the thing slides in there. So what this allows you to do is cook with the sun. So the sun oven, you can bake a roast. You can turkey, any game meat. You can do dehydration with it. You can even purify water with it. All with this sun oven.
Wow.
The sun stove is kind of interesting because you can still bake and do all that, but it can get up to over 700 degrees in that tube.
Wow.
So you can boil water pretty easy. They don't recommend doing it in there because, but you can make bread, you can make cakes, you can make all this stuff. And they're both under $300, right at $300.
Now, with the Go Sun, if needed, can you turn that into a bomb?
I don't know how you could do that. I don't know anything about bombs. That's Kyle. We got to bring Kyle back for the bomb show.
I tell you.
So he is not dad, by the way.
No.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you could.
I don't know. I have to look at it. Okay. So,
but you can dehydrate meat, and you can cook bread even in this in the sun oven.
Yeah,
it can brown the bread. Can you imagine the ingredients? What do you need for bread? Salt, flour, yeast. I think that's it. You mix it all together, water, and boom, you can have bread. I mean, bread feeds, bread and rice feeds 90% of the world. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
you can turn it into a
Okay, the next is. I put Belfang radios because you can get them suckers now for like $23. Do you have any of them?
Well, you can get a pack of them. I believe I'll be seeing one coming on Christmas.
So Belfang, they're just ham radios. You've got to... Here's my saying. I think I actually made the saying up. I don't know. You could die for lack of information.
Yeah.
Not knowing what's down the street, what's coming. And ham radios is not like a fire starter. You could go out and do a fire starter and read the instructions and within 5 minutes start a fire with flint and steel or with a ferro rod.
Yeah.
Ham radio, you can take the instructions and never, ever learn how to use it.
Right.
So it's something you got to learn, but it's communications. I have many Belfang radios. I've got VHF. I got UHF radios. I now have an HF radio, not hooked up. That was one of them things I accidentally bought. I tell people at Christmas. My wife's like, "What's that?" I'm like, "I don't know."
Yeah. I mean, communication is key. You can't even have a good plan without good.
It's a force multiplier too. You give me 10 people with a radio. And I can take 100 people with no radio.
Yeah.
So
your next one here, you have, well this one, I've seen these. I've got one of these here. Now, how do you pronounce that? Is that Soul Escape Life Bivy?
Yeah, Soul Escape Life Bivy.
Mine's a Life Bivy. I also have a Bivy sack for my sleeping bag. The way he's looking at
okay.
me.
Okay, no, that's
my sleeping bag. I couldn't get out. But so with this, you know, I can put my sleeping bag inside my bivy and keep myself warm, protected from elements and so forth.
So I have bivvies they're so cheap. The most expensive bivy is like $40.
Yeah,
that's a one that has a zipper. It's nicer. It's thicker.
Yeah,
but I mean, even a Mylar blanket. I'm not sure if you Mylar blankets suck. Did I say that? I mean, stink. Because I mean, you can put it around you. It's a one-time use only, really.
Yeah.
These bivvies you can use over and over. They have zippers. You can crawl in. I tell you, it could be 0 degrees outside. Zero.
Yeah.
You could get in a bivvy, one of these bivvies, with nothing but your underwear on, and you're going to be too hot.
Well, yeah. And now that one's a little bit different. Now, those are, that's what I've got. I've got one in my bug out bag, but these are just a little bit different than like the bivy sacks that come with your sleeping.
Yours
units.
May be breathable.
Yep.
Where it doesn't get so hot.
Well, I don't know if it is. Mine's Gore-Tex.
Gore-Tex?
Camouflaged.
Gore-Tex is supposed to be breathable. I had the actual bivy on the I listed here, and man, I tried to sleep in that one night, and it was really difficult, to be honest with you, because I'd get cold and I'd wrap up in it and then I'm sweating, and then I have to unzip it, and it was a battle, or just of staying hot and cold.
Right.
And so I guess you need to learn how to use them better. Now the next is my favorite thing ever. One of my favorite things.
Go for it.
It's a rocket stove. Now these things cost about $100 to $150. And what it does, it actually burns wood from your yard or from the forest. And it can cook anything. And it can go forever. You never run out of fuel. Because it's little sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I love it. It's awesome. It works great. They're heavy. You get some smaller ones. They have these little... titanium stoves or whatever. It kind of does the same thing, but this one you could really cook on. And they're just a rocket stove. I forgot the company makes them, but you can also make your own out of
I was going to bring that up, but yeah, I mean, you know, if you're looking for a great gift, that and that's what mm-hmm. we're talking
and
about.
And the next
they
is
are great.
Burt's Bees lip balm.
Yeah, well, we already talked about that. So, yeah. Oh, man, the lip balm.
I don't know why.
No, I think it's great, but a lot of people may not know those life hacks, so that's why we shared it. So, yes, this one here, Leatherman Multitool. You got different ones out there. Gerber, you know,
Leatherman is one.
Leatherman. There's. I've got probably have four, and I'm always using them, and I always have one of those on me. They issued these when we were in the Navy.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. So we had like these
in the Air Force. They gave us credit cards.
There you go. We had these little pouches we carried, and they always came in handy for multiple reasons. But I love a multi-tool, and there are different sizes now. There's different types of multi-tools out there now.
Yep.
Right. You've got the. Have you seen some of the saws? They're like.
Yep.
The bigger saws, and then they've got extra tools on them. So thinking of stuff like that.
I got one that goes on a keychain. It's that small. It's a small one. Yep.
And it just kind of folds over it. Yeah.
But let me tell you, the best deal going right now.
Yep.
And don't laugh at me. I don't want any bad emails on this. Is Walmart has one for $4, $3.98. Now, will it break? Yeah. Could you own 20?
Yeah,
for the price of maybe a Leatherman. Yeah, I mean, so I got one of the $4 ones in every car and every bug out bag. I have other ones as well. My son has a nicer one. I have a nicer one.
Yeah,
but I also have, because sometimes you don't need a nice one to do things.
You don't. It's still functional.
Yes.
It depends on the level that you're going to be doing, but a lot of the things that you do with these. You know, you're probably not going to do that high level.
Yeah,
you know
you don't
want
to do with your nice one, too.
You're right.
What I mean?
Yeah, that's how I am, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've got, like, certain knives, like, oh, I can't use this for...
Yeah. Oh, and I have one of my favorite knives coming up here. The next is, you know, and I just...
Oh, yeah, I love this one. Great stocking stuffer.
The Conflicted Card Game.
Yep.
And they've got, like, 9 or plus decks now. And the latest deck is SP1.
There you go.
Southern Prepper 1. Did you know that?
I did. Are we gonna do a show?
Well, we're in negotiation with them now about doing a show. They're sending us some cards, and maybe we'll give out some free ones.
Yeah.
But Southern Prepper 1 has one, and so I hopefully we'll be getting that here soon, so we can test that and give that out to our listeners. So that's a great stock. I mean, because there's some questions that make you go, You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It makes you think, and you can...
It's fun.
It's fun.
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
That's definitely a fun one.
Don't be the guy, though, like we had at our meeting one night. Two orphans come up to the gate asking you for food, and he just says, blow their heads off. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
It really changed everything. Okay, the next is a knife, though. That this is called a Schrade SCH-F9 Extreme Survival Full Tang Knife.
Yeah.
The thing is a beast.
Yeah.
It's $30, $37. It is a beast. This is not one you're going to whittle with or anything like this. You're not going to get a splinter out with this thing. This thing is a foot long. You can beat that thing with wood, and I mean, it's just an awesome knife. I love it. It's what it,
right.
it when I put my bug out bag on, that goes on my side, on my belt. So my gun belt, my knife is there. My Mora, that's a different kind of knife. This one here, man, this thing could be dropped from outer space and still survive.
And now, you know, I was watching Alan Kay. He has some great YouTube videos. And he did one, because he talked about the knife like he had on the show alone. And he talked about some others, and he mentioned some of these. And he goes into choosing the right knife. And so everyone has, and he even admits it, everyone kind of has a different ideas of what you need to carry, or depending on the situation, what are you preparing for. So, I mean, think of that stuff because, you know, and even watch, you know, some of these great shows like Alan Kay and some of these others. You know, they get even some other ideas, even other different knife ideas.
So people have guns.
Yeah.
Which means they better have a holster, right?
Right.
And they better have ammo.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you need with a knife? A sharpener.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you got to have a sharpener. So that kind of goes along. Anytime you have a knife, you better have a way to sharpen it.
Right. And there's there's multiple ways to do that too.
Yeah.
But man, I and there again, like I always say, you know your multiple ways to also sharpen stuff. We just always throw these tips in here, even with these gifts, and that's little things that you can add to it. You know.
Yep.
You know, add some little zing to your gifts and give some of these ideas. Maybe nice download or book or something like that that goes along with these. With these different things, and just make it fun. You know, when you're giving out these gifts, we've mentioned some great authors. We've had some great authors on the show. Mentioned some great books. You know, mix things up. You know, have some fun with it because a lot of this stuff can be affordable.
Now, there's a way you guys can help us. There is a way they can help us.
All right. How's that?
One, they can send us Amazon gift cards.
They can.
They can. I mean, why not? Just send it in the email, just the number. Or when we go to Prepping Academy and I'm going to post a link, use that Amazon link when you go buy some stuff from Amazon. And when you do, we get like 4%. Literally, I'll tell you how little of money we get. But it is some. Is that I sent the link out to the Carolina Preppers Network. They bought thousands of dollars worth of stuff, and I think I'm up to like $64. But that $64 for the Prepper Network is going to allow me to buy like name tags mm-hmm. and things like that that I've been paying out of my pocket. So if you go buy any of this stuff or anything whatsoever, the link's not up there right now, but I'll put it on the home page at the bottom. Go and click on that link. And then you can buy your stuff, and we'll get credit. And I think we get like 3% to like 6%. Yeah. I mean, it's so small.
You sure you didn't put... Did you put it on the Facebook?
I did put it on Facebook, yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, and I sent it out in an email to everyone, but it's so little of an amount. But still, that helps me with, you know, name tags, microphone, whatever we need.
Right.
And so I'm not going to get rich, trust me. You can do the research on there. If you spend like... $1,000, I get max is like, $1,000 is like $50, I think. So I think it's like, it depends on the item. It's between 3% and 6%.
Okay.
So if even if it's 6% of $1,000 is only $60.
Yeah.
So don't think I'm going to go get rich and become a drug addict, okay? I don't know. It's not going to happen. So, I mean, but it will help me buy things. I mean, Our blog site to build a podcast is $40 a month.
Yes.
And I mean, I'm not asking them for anyone for money, but hey, it could support, you're buying it anyway.
Right.
It doesn't cost you any more or less if you do it. So.
That's right.
Well, we're at 58 minutes, which is okay because we don't have time limits, but.
That's right.
I guess we should, our next show. Okay. Christmas. Yeah. We're no.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Nope.
We're New Year's Day. Well, Tenderfoot will be drunk, so I'm kidding.
Nice.
No, I'm just kidding. So we probably, if we do another show, it will be, we don't know if we're going to do another show. We probably will. We'll get together next week, won't we?
Yeah, we can do definitely next week and work on some stuff. Oh, and you were just talking about that. Made me think about Joe makes some... great mead
out of honey.
Yeah, so
I don't have any of that though. I mean,
you know, there's other ideas.
I know,
but
you
that's
do.
What he does. He gives us a gift. No, I'm just thinking of like a gift.
Oh,
but he does. He does. I think he bottles them up and gives them as gifts.
And Ellie does all kinds of like herbs stuff. There's all kinds of gifts. I mean, just give your gifts to us, and we'll tell you if they're good or not.
That's right. And we'll tell them about them on the show.
Yeah, we'll mention your name and code.
Oh, man. Hey, everyone, have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Have a Happy New Year. We'll be back soon. And we'll have some great guests and some
And stick
great
with us
topics.
On our new plan, because
right.
we're not going to be on the blog, I mean, on the Prepper Broadcast anymore. So go to preppingacademy.com and subscribe to our mailing list.
Yes.
If you don't do that, we'll hunt you down.
That's right. And tell others, invite them.
Yeah.
Let them listen. And we're looking forward to some great shows here in the future.
Yeah, just imagine if we gave you a dollar for every person you told about our show.
Just imagine.
Imagine it. We can't do that, but just imagine how many listeners we could have if you did that.
Wow.
I know. Well, so we're out of here. So, hey, guys, have a Merry Christmas. Until next time, we are going to try to put something out at least once a week.
Yes.
And we got some great guests coming. So have a Merry Christmas and a
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening to the Prepping Academy podcast. Preppers unite at www.preppingacademy.com.